Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it's with a full agenda the Board opens the month of April. The Supervisors will note that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, as well as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In addition to those proclamations, the Board is expected to accept the recently updated County Emergency Operations Plan. You can take the time to review the 389-page Emergency Operations Plan if you wish. It's available for public perusal. The Board is also expected to approve an expenditure of $260,000 for a new computer record system that will be used by the county clerk and staff. The old electronic filing system is at risk of catastrophic failure, and the new system has been tested by the county clerk and staffers. If the Board does not approve the new system, the county will issue another request for proposal and solicit bids for a reliable system. In more pressing business, the Board is expected to approve the hiring of Dr. Raja Dutta as the Chief of Inpatient Psychiatry at Semper Virens, effective April 11th. In addition to the hiring of Dr. Dutta, the Department of Health and Human Services will enter into contracts with Aurora Behavioral Health and Nightingale Nursing to provide staffing and support for the county mental health facility. The Eureka Police Department will present honors at tonight's City Council meeting. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department will take time at tonight's City Council meeting to issue two Valor Service Challenge coin awards. One coin will be awarded to security guard Jamie Peterson for his actions when he stopped a life-threatening attack on an innocent victim at the Bayshore Mall on February 23rd of this year. The second coin will be presented to Marge Stenke, who assisted Eureka Police Officer Tim Cooper, who was in a violent altercation with the man on several felony warrants. Stenke saw that Cooper was struggling with the suspect and sat on his legs while Cooper got the suspect into custody. In addition to the coins, the men will receive letters from Chief Andy Mills honoring their actions.
Thank you, Jordan. A cooking pot left unattended on a stove was the cause of a fire at an apartment building at 916 O Street in Eureka on Monday afternoon. Firefighters found fire in the first floor apartment, and while one crew made an interior attack, a second ventilated the roof while medical personnel tended to the occupant who was suffering from smoke inhalation. The fire was contained to the one apartment, and significant damage was done to the kitchen and living areas. It's suspected the apartment did not have a working smoke detector, which allowed the fire to grow before the resident was alerted. Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old James Bull on Monday afternoon, one day after Bull fled from the scene of a violent altercation at a neighbor's residence on Dyerville Loop Road in Myers Flat. Bull was found inside a residence in the 1000 block of Dyerville Loop Road by sheriff's deputies who had gone back to the scene in search of him. Bull was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism for his actions on Sunday night when he allegedly threw rocks at the victim's vehicle, smashing a windshield, and then pulled out a firearm before fleeing the scene. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks is a Minnesota Twins fan. We learned that from his latest talk shop appearance. And with the Major League Baseball season in full swing, it's nice to know where the key city leaders' loyalties lie. Sparks talked about the transition of coming to Eureka after a career in public service in the Midwest. Things are different in California, and particularly Humboldt County. Sparks said the homeless and crime issues were eye-openers.
When you're the city manager of Eureka, and I'd say the same thing for Chief Mills, police department, and those of us staff-wise, we deal with the issue of homelessness and crime and transients and what that does to our resources, probably to a very huge degree. It's one of those circular kind of issues. You start here and you go all around the circle and you're back where you started.
Sparks said that city government has announced its opposition to one bill in the state Senate that revolves around homeless issues.
Sent off a letter of opposition from the city of Eureka to a right-to-rest bill that's before the California Senate. You know, we have enough problem dealing with enforcement on encampments and people resting in public places that we really don't need to see any additional protections put into law to tie our hands from an enforcement standpoint.
While opposed to the rest bill, Sparks said that the city does support a new state initiative that could help cities and towns with affordable housing, a key component in getting people off the streets and into permanent housing. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.